The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Vishwakarma Yojana is a roadmap to utilize thousands of years old skills to develop India. President Draupadi Murmu stresses on promoting agriculture-based industries to increase farmers' income. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says government to uproot Naxalism from the country before March 2026. Union Food Minister Prahlad Joshi seeks probe into use of animal fat in Tirupati temple's laddus. And in Chennai test, Indian bowlers put up dominant show against Bangladesh on second day, picked 7 wickets at 105 runs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Vishwakarma Yojana is a roadmap to utilize thousands of years old skills to develop India. Addressing a function on the anniversary of PM Vishwakarma Yojana at Swavalambi Ground in Wardha, Mr. Modi appealed to artisans to become entrepreneurs and businessmen by taking the benefits of the PM Vishwakarma scheme. The Prime Minister said over 6.5 lakh beneficiaries were provided with the modern machinery and toolkits in order to increase the productivity of traditional occupation. He also informed about the benefits of loan scheme, which provides a loan of 3 lakh rupees. In the last 1 year, loans worth 1400 crore rupees were disbursed to the beneficiaries.
Vishwakarma Yojana ke jariye humne shram se samruddhi iska kaushal se behtar kal जो संकल्प लिया है वर्धा में बापू की प्रेरणाएं हमारे उन संकल्पों को सिद्धि तक ले जाने का माध्यम बनेगी मैं इस योजना से जुड़े सभी लोगों देश भर के सभी लाभार्थियों को इस अवसर पर बधाई देता हूं
The Prime Minister launched 2 schemes of the Government of Maharashtra, which includes Acharya Chanakya Skill Development Center for free skill development training of youth and Punya Shlok Ahilya Devi Holkar Women Startup Scheme for helping women-led startups to become self-reliant. During the program, PM laid the foundation of PM Mitra Textile Park, which will be set up in Amravati district of West Vidarbh and will be spread across 1,000 hectares. The project is expected to create 1 lakh employment opportunities and will attract an investment of over 10,000 crore rupees. Vishwakarma loan benefits to 18 beneficiaries of PM Vishwakarma scheme were distributed through cheques at the hands of Prime Minister at the venue. President Draupadi Murmu graced and addressed the centenary celebrations of the ICAR National Institute of Secondary Agriculture, NISA, today at Namkum in Ranchi. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu said that ICAR NISA has made an unparalleled contribution in achieving lakh production in the country. This institute has not only efficiently carried out research and development work related to agriculture, but has also ensured that such research reaches the ground.
कि हाल ही में यहाँ प्रोसेसिंग एंड फूड इंजीनियरिंग तथा एग्रीकल्चर केमिकल के पोस्ट ग्रेजुएट स्तर के कोर्सेज शुरू किए गए मैं आशा करती हूँ कि ये पाठ्यक्रमों कृषि और खाद्य प्रसंस्करण के उत्कृष्ट विशेषज्ञों का निर्माण करेंगे आज का दौर डिसरप्टिव टेक्नोलॉजीज का है हमें इन टेक्नोलॉजी का लाभ उठाना है साथ ही इनके दुष्प्रभाव से भी बचना है
The president said Jharkhand produces 55% lakh production of the country. The president stressed to promote agriculture-based industry to increase income of farmers. President Murmu advised scientists to make the farmers aware about secondary agriculture. She said ICAR could play an effective role in this regard. The president said farmers' income will be increased after training of processing unit to farmers. President Murmu said use of waste material by farmers will also help them to financial strengthening. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asserted that the government has decided to uproot Naxalism and the idea of Naxalism from the country before March 2026. Mr. Shah stated this while interacting with around 55 victims of Naxalite violence from Chhattisgarh at his residence in New Delhi today. He said the centre has been successful in ending Naxalism in the entire country except for 4 districts of Bastar. Mr. Shah also appealed to Naxals to give up violence, lay down arms and surrender. He said if Naxals do not listen to his appeal to give up violence, then the government will soon launch an all-out operation against them.
एक सवा साल के अंदर हम नक्सलवाद को समाप्त कर देंगे और अपील भी करता हूं कि आप कानून के सामने आत्मसमर्पण करिए, हथियार छोड़ दीजिए और नॉर्थ ईस्ट कश्मीर कई जगह पे कई लोग हथियार छोड़कर मेन स्ट्रीम में आए हैं, आप भी आइए, आपका स्वागत है, परंतु अगर नहीं होता है तो हम इसके खिलाफ एक अभियान भी शुरू करेंगे और सफलता भी प्राप्त करेंगे.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah kicked off Parivartan Yatra of Jharkhand BJP for Santhal Pargana Division from Bhognadi in Sahibganj district this afternoon. On the occasion, Mr. Shah is scheduled to address a public rally at Police Line Ground. Later, Mr. Shah will visit Jharkhandi Dham in Giridih district and launch the Yatra for the Dhanbad division and also address a public meeting there. The Yatras will cover 5,400 kilometers across 81 assembly segments in 24 districts before concluding on October the 2nd. With an eye on the assembly elections due later this year, the opposition BJP will launch 6 Parivartan Yatras or March for Change in Jharkhand to reach out to the people and expose the failures of the JMM-led government. Union Minister of State for Home Nityananda Rai today asked the 76th RR batch passing out IPS probationer officers to understand the new criminal laws and work towards preventing the crime instead of punishing criminals. Observing that cyber crime has emerged as a major challenge, the minister asked the IPS officer trainees to lead the endeavour to address the challenge with technical expertise. Addressing them after reviewing the passing out parade at the Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel National Police Academy near Hyderabad, he said cyber forensic lab, police technology mission and other initiatives have been taken by the Union Home Ministry to strengthen the police system. Union Food Minister Prahlad Joshi has said the issue of the presence of animal fat in Tirupati Temple's laddus, which was raised by the Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister, is a serious matter. Talking to the media on the sidelines of an event in New Delhi today, Mr. Joshi said there should be detailed inquiry in the matter and the guilty should be punished.
प्रेजेंट आंध्र प्रदेश के माननीय मुख्यमंत्री जी ने जो बोला है ये बहुत ही गंभीर मामला है, तो इसीलिए इसका पूरा डिटेल्ड इंक्वायरी होना चाहिए. मैं जो भी गलती किया है उनको जरूर सजा मिलना चाहिए.
The Centre of Analysis and Learning in Livestock and Food, a laboratory of National Dairy Development Board, has confirmed the presence of animal fat in the ghee used in the making of laddus offered as prasadam at Sri Venkateshwara Swami Temple in Tirupati. Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has called for ongoing collaboration, continuous innovation and strong commitment to improve food safety systems. Inaugurating the Global Food Regulators Summit in New Delhi today, Mr. Nadda emphasized how the rapid globalization, technological advancements and evolving consumer preferences are reshaping the food systems. He added that the government, with an aim to scale up research across various sectors, including food safety, announced the establishment of the National Research Foundation with a budget of almost $5.96 billion from 2024 to 2028.
Ministry of Health and Family Welfare and FSSAI have been playing a pivotal role in developing standards, keeping in mind international trade, evolving food production processes and changing consumption patterns. FSSAI has made remarkable strides in reviewing and developing new standards based on cutting-edge advancements in food technology.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be leaving tomorrow for a 3-day visit from the 21st to the 23rd of September to the United States. We have more from our correspondent.
During the visit, PM Modi will take part in the 4th annual Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware. The summit is hosted by US President Joe Biden. India will be hosting the next Quad Summit in 2025. PM Modi will also address a gathering of the Indian community here in New York on 22nd of September. On 23rd of September, Prime Minister will address the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. The theme of the summit is Multilateral solutions for a better tomorrow. A large number of global leaders are expected to participate in the summit. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister will be holding bilateral meetings with several world leaders and discuss issues of mutual interest. From New York, Himani Rana for Akashvani News.
During the visit, the Prime Minister would also be interacting with CEOs of leading US-based companies to foster greater collaborations between the two countries in the cutting-edge areas of AI, quantum computing, semiconductors and biotechnology. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has said he is looking forward to holding discussions with the leaders of the Quad, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Albanese said this after he arrived at the United States to take part in the four-nation quadrilateral summit scheduled to be held in Delaware on the 21st of September.
We're talking with Prime Minister Modi about comprehensive economic partnership we want to see concluded. We have had increased economic relations between two great nations. We, of course, have the connections through diaspora as well. It's the largest growing group of people in Australia, people of Indian heritage.
Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will embark on a two-day visit to Laos today to participate in the 21st ASEAN-India Economic Ministers Meeting and the 12th East Asia Summit Economic Ministers Meeting. During his visit, the minister is scheduled to hold a number of bilateral meetings with his counterparts from participating countries on the sidelines of two institutional meetings. He will meet with the Minister of Host Country Lao, PDR, and visiting ministers from Korea, Malaysia, Switzerland and Myanmar. The Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, has expressed concern over the recent decision of Professor Mohammad Yunus-led interim government of Bangladesh to grant magistracy powers to the army. Secretary-General of BNP, Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir, on Thursday said it is likely to lead to the emergence of new problems. More from our correspondent.
Fakhrul urged the interim government of Bangladesh to reconsider giving magistracy power to the army across the country. He said this move reflects a failure of other institutions to carry out their responsibilities effectively. BNP leader said he believes that the army should be granted magistracy powers only in areas that have become out of control. Earlier on Tuesday, the interim government has given the power of executive magistrate to the commissioned officers of the Bangladesh army for the next 60 days. Fakhrul also express hope that the interim government will eliminate all obstacles and create an environment conducive to a fair and inclusive democratic elections. Nawal Sang Parmar, Prasar Bharati, Dhaka.
Sri Lanka will vote to elect the 9th executive president tomorrow at over 13,400 polling centres in the island. A total of 38 candidates are in the fray, whose fate will be decided by 17 million voters in a preferential voting system. The front-runner candidates have expressed confidence of a victory, while experts say that no candidate may get a majority in the first round of counting. In Myanmar, the death toll in floods has risen to 293, with 89 people still missing. The floods have affected dozens of townships in the regions and states across the country, including Naypyidaw. In cricket, India continued its dominance in the opening test in Chennai, dismantling Bangladesh's top order on day two today. Bowlers Akash Deep and Jasprit Bumrah helped India put the visitors in significant trouble. After the hosts were bowled out for 376 in their first innings, Bangladesh were 112 for 8 in their first innings at tee at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium. Visitors were trailing by 264 runs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Vishwakarma Yojana is a roadmap to utilize thousands of years old skills to develop India. President Draupadi Murmu stresses on promoting agriculture-based industries to increase farmers' income. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says government to uproot nationalism from the country before March 2026. Union Food Minister Prahlad Joshi seeks probe into use of animal fat in Tirupati Temple's laddus. And in Chennai Test, Indian bowlers put up dominant show against Bangladesh on second day, pick 8 wickets for 112 runs at tee. And with that, we end the midday news.